When Amanda Taylor and her husband Matt Taylor were ready to start a family at age 38, they thought it wouldn't be a big deal. You read about all these celebrities having babies in their 40s and 50s and figure that it will be easy, says Taylor. However, after trying for 6 months without success, the couple went to see their family doctor and were referred to a fertility specialist where they received the frustrating diagnosis of unexplained infertility. This turned into 3 years of trying to have a baby which, Taylor says, was an emotional roller coaster, sitting in waiting rooms, tests, more tests, and several cycles of in vitro fertilization, IVF. IVF is a process that involves the fertilization of an egg with sperm outside the body, typically in a lab setting. After fertilization, the embryo is transferred into the uterus to continue its development. Infertility can be an emotionally, psychologically, and financially devastating diagnosis. A Statistics Canada report titled, Estimating the Prevalence of Infertility in Canada, shows that infertility in Canada has nearly doubled in the last 2 decades, with 1 in 6 Canadian couples of childbearing age struggling to conceive. Another recent Stats Canada study shows that fertility rates in Canada are dropping, with Victoria having the lowest fertility rate in Canada, 2021 B.C. With all the developments in fertility treatment, we can help most women achieve a pregnancy, depending on age. However, we recognize that going through fertility treatment can be extremely stressful for patients. It's not enough to have the most advanced technology and a state-of-the-art embryology lab. We also need to be providing personalized, patient-centered care that addresses the overall health and emotional well-being of the patient, says Olive Fertility Specialist Dr. James Graham, MD. At Olive Fertility Victoria, each patient has their own personal care team, which includes their fertility doctor and a nurse dedicated to their care. While medical science has made great strides in diagnosing and treating infertility, the emotional burden of infertility remains. Stephanie Curran, an acupuncturist and clinical director at Elements of Health Clinic in Victoria, treats women and men with fertility issues and has experienced her own challenging journey to motherhood. After working with a specialty in acupuncture and fertility support for 10 years, I found myself in the ironic situation of embarking on my own fertility journey. I was shocked to find out at 35 that I had poor ovarian reserve, says Curran. In addition to being an acupuncturist, Curran is a mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR, instructor offering mindfulness for fertility, MMF, programs. I found mindfulness practice was so helpful for me while being distressed, not knowing if I would ever be a mom, that I'm passionate about teaching it and supporting others. At Olive, we take a whole-person approach to patient care, says Dr. Graham. That means that in addition to using the most advanced medical techniques, we encourage patients to adopt evidence-based wellness and lifestyle changes that help optimize their fertility and well-being. Mindfulness for fertility has proven to be particularly helpful for many patients. On the recommendation of a friend, Taylor finally decided to see Dr. Graham at Olive Victoria. He was so kind and understanding and left no stone unturned in looking for the underlying cause of my failed IVFs, says Taylor. He also suggested that I look into acupuncture or mindfulness as a way of managing my stress. I attended Stephanie's MMF program and discovered ways to integrate meditation practice into navigating difficult emotions. I am learning to let it be rather than let it go. After their final IVF cycle, the Taylors had 4 frozen embryos. The healthiest embryo was transferred back, and Taylor discovered shortly after that she was pregnant. I was on pins and needles until after our 2nd ultrasound, but my mindfulness practice helped me navigate that anxious time. 8 months later, we had our baby girl, Sarah. In honor of Canadian Fertility Awareness Week, Olive Fertility shares resources for upcoming events where those navigating their journey can learn more. April 25th. Victoria will be part of a cross-country event, Light the Night with the Johnson Street Bridge and the City of Nanaimo Bastion, lighting up green in support of the 1 in 6 Canadians with infertility. April 27th. Olive is proud to be sponsoring Touching the Earth, a meditation retreat for fertility support hosted by the Pacific Perinatal Foundation. In BC, your consultations with a fertility specialist, as well as initial investigations for infertility, are covered by MSP with a referral from a family doctor. In February 2024, the BC government announced that they would fund one IVF cycle starting April 2025. Dr. James Graham, MDFRCSC. Photo via Gen Steel Photography. Drive. James Graham, MDFRCSC, is a fertility specialist, reproductive endocrinologist in infertility, at Olive Fertility Center, Victoria. To learn more about the center's services, visit olivefertility.com. Elements of Health Center's holistic approach integrates alternative therapies with Western medicine, harmonizing the wisdom of traditional practices with the advances of modern science.